Leaders from the United Tribes of Bristol Bay are preparing their latest challenge to the proposed pebble mine in Alaska. The Army Corps of Engineers released its final environmental impact statement on Friday, and we get more from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The mine would be located in the headwaters of the world's most productive sockeye salmon fishery, the livelihood for thousands in Washington's commercial fishing fleet. The concern is that the extraction of copper and gold could decimate it. Technical experts working with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay say the proposal is a scaled-back version of what the Obama administration rejected, but that doesn't mean it's safer. Richard Burton is a consultant with over 30 years of experience in the mining industry.
In order to be profitable, a much larger mine will eventually need to be built.
And he says the EIS doesn't address that. Tribes in the area say they haven't been adequately consulted. Council President George Alexi says his tribe, the Nundalton, is joined by allies across the country.
We'll never stop fighting to protect our way of life.
The pebble mineral deposits are estimated to be worth $500 billion. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.